Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, continues to negotiate with American Eagle Airlines and other airlines as well to bring daily flights back to the Arcata Eureka Airport. Don Anabuski, Executive Director at REDEC, said that the odds of getting airline service by next spring are...
Well, I think we're probably about a 50-50 chance.
Any airline that opens service in the county will demand a revenue guarantee, an industry standard for small rural airports. With the news that the Headwaters Fund Board has approved a challenge grant to match private fundraising, Anabuski is looking at the local business community for support.
We're applying to the federal government also for additional funds to help on that minimum revenue guarantee, but we need a strong response from the community.
Anabuski went on to point out the advantages of matching federal dollars for every passenger who uses the airport as yet another revenue stream for county coffers. Lugging a shopping bag filled with 2 pounds of marijuana while also concealing a loaded handgun and 46 grams of hash on your person is a pretty good way to catch the attention of police. That's what 30-year-old Keon McIntyre learned yesterday after being contacted by a Fortuna police officer who saw him walking near Riverfront Drive and 12th Street. The officer determined that McIntyre was trying to conceal the shopping bag filled with pot, and a search of McIntyre turned up the hash and a loaded 9mm handgun that had the serial number scratched out. McIntyre was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including possession of marijuana, possession of a concealed handgun, and possession of hash. The Fortuna Police Department conducted a DUI saturation patrol throughout the Friendly City over the weekend and stopped 25 drivers. Officers, fortunately, did not arrest anyone for driving under the influence, but 8 drivers were issued citations, 2 were arrested for driving without a license, and 3 vehicles were towed. One of those vehicles belongs to 23-year-old Brian Cobrera, who was arrested for driving on a suspended license. A search of Cobrera's vehicle also turned up more than 300 nitrous oxide chargers, commonly known as whippets, that are used as a recreational drug. Cobrera was booked into county jail. And now for some good news. Humboldt State has had a rowing team for the past 18 years, and in that time, the rowing team has won 1 NCAA championship, when the Jacks 4-rower team won a title in 2004. HSU has never won an overall team title, and all that changed this past weekend in New Jersey. With the 4s having won their race, the Jacks 8-rower boat was up next. And after falling behind early, the Jacks chased down 7-time defending national champion Western Washington to win the race and the team national title. Congratulations to head coach Robin Meigs and her coaches Patrick Highland, Adrian McConnell, and Ashley Donnell. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The June primary will be held next Tuesday, and we've been featuring the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 3rd District Supervisor seat and their thoughts on why you should vote for them. Up first, incumbent Mark Lovelace.
I am Mark Lovelace. I'm the 3rd District Supervisor and just finishing up my first term, and I'm really proud of the work that I've been able to accomplish over the last 4 years. I helped to get a second broadband line into Humboldt County, which was something that all of our schools, businesses, hospitals, and all of us needed. I've helped businesses like Cypress Grove Dairy be able to grow and expand, creating new jobs, help save jobs in our timber and fishing industries, help save childcare for 80 kids. We launched a prescription drug discount program that's been saving folks 60% or more on the cost of their prescription medications, expanded public transit, improved service at our airport, and promoted port development to our senators, the Secretary of Transportation, and to all of the California's coastal counties.
Challenger Karen Brooks had this to say.
I'm running because turning around our economy requires a person with a proven track record of working with job creators, developing and implementing innovative solutions, and experience building relationships. My 30-year private sector career has focused on helping businesses grow, mentoring employees, and bringing people together to solve common problems. We need short-term and long-term solutions to bring our future back to our kids. I'm the best equipped person to foster that proactive, open-for-business culture that we need to create jobs, reduce unemployment, and grow our economy.
You can hear the full interviews of the candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the North Coast News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.